I think this market will be very special and unique, first of all, because it is like made and taken by like the Venezuelan migrant community. So the persons who will be selling food, drinks, and handcrafts are all like Venezuelan migrants. And they will have, especially when it comes to food and drinks, like the real treasures and treats from the Venezuelan Christmas times, like the most traditional dishes. And there will be also like music, live music, singing the traditional music of Venezuela of the Christmas times. So I think this guarantees like a very special atmosphere for Sunday.
How big is the Venezuelan community here in Prague?
I think the Venezuelan community in Prague is maybe not that big when compared to other communities. At the moment, it should be around 500 persons. Unfortunately, we don't have official data because there's not an embassy or so. So it's not that big, but it has grown a lot over the last 10 years because I could tell you that around 2010, for example, there were not even 100 Venezuelans in Czech Republic. So over the last 10 years, like percentually, it has increased a lot.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I'm curious because, as you said, the community is quite small, but I'm sure events like this are important for the community. So why, hosting a Christmas market with a Venezuelan theme, why do you think that's important for the community?
Well, I think for Venezuelans, the Christmas time is extremely dear and important. It's usually a time where we gather with friends and family to share, and no matter what a horrible or complicated year we have had, when the Christmas time comes, we kind of like try to forget about that and just enjoy like quality and emotional time. And how people start to prepare to cook, you know, like the hallaca, that is like the most special meal of the year. And how they slowly start to buy the ingredients and they start to talk about it, each other, like it's made in group. So this year we will make it in your house, or this year we will make it in my house. So it's really like a change, you know, in the mood and in the spirit of the people. So for us here in Prague, we know that for the community, you know, it can really mean something special if we can just get at least a little bit of that we were used to have back home.
And if you were going to recommend something that a non-Venezuelan should try when they come to the Christmas market, what would you recommend that they have to try as like a typical Venezuelan Christmas treat or tradition?
Well, I would 100% recommend them to try the main one, that is the hallaca. That is like very similar. It belongs to the family of the tamal or the tamales. But I would say this is like the big sister or the big mother of tamales, because it's really like the next level of tamale, we want to call it in this way, because of the ingredients and how it's prepared and all that. So that's like the best treat. And then that is the pan de jamón, which is like a special bread filled with smoked ham, with olives and raisins, with kind of like a sweet, salty dough. That is just delicious. So I think these two dishes are kind of mandatory.